Welcome to Add Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in Romans chapter 12. Our guest reader, Craig Warner, Executive Director of the Gideons International, will read the 21 verses of Romans chapter 12.
Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Well, we're going to start today with a wonderful journal entry from 1994. Wow, it was my 39th birthday, and guess where I was? Maui. My journal entry said, left at 8:30 in the morning for Los Angeles, then on to Hawaii, going for a business conference, but went early. We had dinner at our hotel, the Maui Intercontinental, out on a patio watching the sun drop into the Pacific Ocean. Gorgeous, beautiful, what a birthday, what a blessing. And of course, very special because I was with Terry, my helpmate, my wife. The next day, when I actually did read Romans chapter 12, I had this journal entry. Up before the sun came up in Maui, because of time difference of 4 to 5 hours, sitting out on a patio looking out over the ocean through the palm trees as the sky begins to lighten. The mist burned away, and the sky turns pink with a new day. It's easy to praise God in such a setting as this. And then, out on that patio, I read Romans chapter 12. And I focused on these things, great words, how to act, such as cling to what is good, honor one another, devoted to prayer, practice hospitality, bless and curse not, don't be haughty, respect what is right, be at peace with all men. Overcome evil with good. And next to it I wrote, oh, to live here. And I presume I meant in Romans chapter 12, not in Maui. But, I mean, it was a difficult choice, wasn't it? But what great words in Romans chapter 12, how to live this Christian life. In 2001, when I read Romans 12, I highlighted one verse, and that was verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. And I underlined, let us use them. In 2013, I had a little bit more to write about Romans 12. I started with verse 1 when I wrote, I hope I have done this. I have given my life to God for His use. And then verse 2, I also have tried to do this, not conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind every day in the Word of God. Verse 3, remain humble. And then I wrote about gifting. I think I have prophecy and leadership. I should lead with zeal. And then I wrote, if possible, means I may not be at peace with everyone, but I try to be on my part. That's verse 18. And then I wrote, behavior is important as Christians. Be humble, verse 3. Have sober judgment, genuine love, verse 9. Honor, verse 10. Hope, patience, verse 12. Help people in need. Hospitality, verse 13. Bless others, verse 14. Live in harmony, verse 16. Peaceful, verse 18. Overcome evil with good, verse 21. So in various years, I wrote a laundry list of things that we can do as Christians to live out this Christian life. So let's go back through this wonderful chapter together. Verse 1 is one of these power verses in Scripture. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Or in your Bible, it might say, which is your reasonable service. For all that Jesus has done for us, what do we have to offer back to Him? We have ourselves, and that's what this verse says. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It is not too much to ask from God to give our lives back to Him. He's the one who breathed life in us in the first place. Verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, for most of us, this is difficult. We'd love to not be conformed to this world. We'd love to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I mentioned in my journal, the way to do that is to stay in His Word. It makes sense, doesn't it, that what we fill our mind with is what we will be. It's what we think about. It is who we become. So let's renew our mind by staying in God's Word daily. Verse 3 says, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And so in this Christian life, it's important to remain humble. Staying in His Word and staying close to the Lord keeps us humble. And then Paul laundry lists a bunch of spiritual gifts that we have. As one body, we all have different gifts. And he mentions several of them. And as I go through these, you might think, what is your spiritual gift? One he mentions is prophecy. Another is service. Another is teaching. Another is exhortation. Another is leading. And another is mercy. And another is giving or generosity. I mentioned in my journal that I thought I had the gifts of prophecy and leadership. Now that doesn't mean prophecy, meaning being prophetic. Prophecy to me means that one who speaks truth, who shares things that other people don't want to share. When you think about the prophets, they had to give God's message to people even though it was uncomfortable. And so I think that's what prophecy means to me. It's a gift of discernment and communication. But which of these spiritual gifts touches you the most? Which one do you think God has endued you with? Regardless of our gifts, verse 9 says, let love be genuine. Love one another with brotherly affection. So as Christians, we should be loving. We should be examples of love. The verse goes on to say, outdo one another in showing honor. So as Christians, we are to honor all people. Verse 11 says, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Are you doing that? Are you serving the Lord? Verse 12 tells us to be patient in tribulation. Whoa, that's one that's a little tough on me. I hope I can get better at being patient when things aren't going well. And the verse kind of tells me how. It says, rejoice in hope and be constant in prayer. Those two things would help me probably be more patient in tribulation. Verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. So am I the cause of harmony or discontent in various relationships in my life? The verse also tells me, never be wise in your own sight. And that goes back to remaining humble. And the last few verses remind us to live peaceably with everybody. Although we're tempted, we don't have to get even with people. We don't have to get right with people. Because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I heard a pastor recently say, I can be right or I can be happy. I choose to be happy. So as difficult as it is, leave revenge to the Lord. And finally, the chapter ends with this verse. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There are many, many principles to live by in this chapter. May I encourage you to listen again to the podcast or get your Bible out and read this chapter and select one of those characteristics that God would like you to focus on and make that your application today. Lord, for me, it's to help me be genuine in love, to love one another with brotherly affection. Help me be more loving as a Christian, less judgmental, and by exercising love, live peaceably with others. Lord, you know I'm thinking about some particular relationships right now, so help me express love in the midst of some challenging relationships, and by doing so, help me live in harmony with one another. In your name I pray. Amen.